servicing and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon and welcome to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 3rd of December, and you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
That's not what you said off air, come on.
You
said I was looking a bit tubby and tucking into too many quiche.
Did I really say that?
You did, but because you are...
Shall we list what you've eaten so far this morning?
Well, you usually do.
Yeah, she ate 3 pounds of garlic hummus.
Oh, that was
followed
lovely.
By 2 pounds of garlic, beetroot and horseradish hummus.
That was even nicer.
4 pounds of carrots, 3 gluten-free quiches, some almond cakes that
quiches were
vegan.
Brie.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you had a bag of oranges, a boiled egg, and a tune.
What was the last one? A tune?
A tune.
A tune.
A tune.
Help me breathe more easily.
Exactly, after stuffing your face with all that
stuff. Let me just say, listener, that since Mr. Andrews at Vanilla Web went on his regime, he's driven me absolutely batty. You know when you go out with someone that's converted, newly converted, holier than thou...
Uh-huh.
He now lists everything
I
eat.
Have I mentioned how much I've lost?
Snake hips. How many stones?
3 stone.
3 stone.
3 stone.
That's a lot, isn't it? I mean, how many bags of sugar is that, boy?
Ah, a couple.
Oh, I think more. You are looking very perky, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
Have your feet shrunk?
My feet?
Yeah.
No.
Did you not know that when you're a bit tubby, your feet swell, don't they? Like elephantitis.
Do they?
Yeah, and now...
I always wear winkle pickers, so what would I know?
Squeezes you in.
Mm.
We've got a cracking show, haven't we? Now, who's the sponsor, first of all?
Today's show sponsor is Red Spot HR.
Ah.
And they have a particular tool that they'd like you to know about at the moment, which is their career planning tool. And you can find out all about that by going to their website, which is careerrouteplanning.com. And you can find the links to that on the Kent Business Radio website, as always. So a massive thank you to Nick and the folks from Red Spot HR for today's show sponsorship.
Thank you. And also, young Nick, thank you also for offering my youngest, at Shea Serkin on Twitter, one of his analysis on his website. He's offered Shay to do one. Shay's done one.
What's
we'll
he offered
be,
him to do?
He's done the analysis.
An analysis. Has he done an analysis?
To see.
Can you say analysis?
Analysis.
Analysis.
I can say it after a couple of Proseccos.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it's Rutherford organic.
That is a point, listener. She hasn't consumed any alcohol so far.
No.
Which is a first.
But I'm planning tonight.
But we did have a bottle arrive here. Via the Royal Mail.
Yeah, who was that from?
I don't know, I haven't opened
Marks
it. I've never got
Spencer.
My hands on it. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to having that because you are, of course, teetotal. So if you do want to send Vanilla Web any champagne, please do to Channel Radio and I will sort it out for him.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Read an email, Bill.
Okay. So you make the tea, I'll read the email.
Good
business
idea.
Community Breakfast, this is the BCB, supporting the business community. And this is from the fabulous Ken Wheeler, who is a frequent listener. I'm going to read out the website, so get your pen poised. But they're saying that following their successful Jubilee Breakfast last month, members are the speakers this month. So sharing their experience of the BCB family business, which they've transacted, and talking about the support achieved through their breakfast. So there is about 34 attendees last month, so they're looking at the same kind of number, or if not more. It's held at Gillingham Golf Club on the second Thursday each month between 7:30 and 9 a.m. So quite a reasonable hour, not too early. And the cost is £12.50 if paid in advance. The website is www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. Which leads me to tell you about the Lenley's Christmas Fair, which is on the 14th and 15th of December. It's in Roper Road, Canterbury, with free parking. And it's Lenley's, which is an independent store that sells beds.
That'll be in Roper Road, Canterbury, wouldn't it?
It is, with free parking.
Is Dennis still there?
Dennis, head of beds, is there. And he has. They have the largest selection of beds, you know.
Do they really?
They've just taken in, Paul Andrews, the majestic Vispring, £26,000.
Good grief.
Can you imagine what that bed must be like to lie on?
I'll give it a go.
I know.
How many does it fit?
Well, now you've lost weight, possibly. I can see you in a Hugh Hefner type pose.
That would work, wouldn't it?
A few bunnies.
That'd be cool.
Probably a couple of rabbits.
I'm on my way, Dennis. I'm going to buy one.
But it's all handmade, of course, and it doesn't, you know, when you, in summer, it keeps you cool, in winter, it keeps you snug. Mm. But this is the first time they've done an artisan fair, so there will be whiskey tasting, jewellery,
right.
Wine,
right.
Chocolates, cakes, and all things Christmassy, and as well as some alpaca socks and woolly socks.
Alpaca socks?
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. So get down to Lenley's. It's a diary date, 14th and 15th of December.
Brilliant. I've got some feedback from last week.
In your headphones?
Yeah, I have actually. The lovely Miriam McGirt, otherwise known as Josie McGuire, the author.
She's a writer.
Yes, she is indeed. And she ran a competition, and I've got the winners to announce. She asked for people to put on her Facebook page quirky reasons why they would want a copy of the book. Now, I don't know what they posted, because she's going to give me the quirky reasons later. All I've got is the name of the three people that won the signed copy of Tales from Turkey. And they were Kezi Youssef, who is from Kai Events.
Oh, well done, Kezi.
Well done, Kezi. Barnaby Winter of the Brand Bucket Company.
Hello.
And Gabrielle Archant of GMP PR and Marketing.
Oh.
So well done to you three guys for winning your signed copies of Tales from Turkey by Josie McGuire. I hope you enjoy it. I read one of the chapters the other night. It was called No Buns in Turkey. Guess what it was about?
Buns?
Yeah, it was. It was about a bloke in Speedos on the beach.
Well,
I was getting really worried as I read through it. I thought, I'm going to be in this any minute now.
But she is followed by, she's sort of followed and fancied on the beach wherever she goes by
Absolutely.
Sort of toothless tourists, isn't she?
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is quite funny.
Yeah.
Poor Miriam.
Miriam has also said that the final tally of the money they raised for Tomorrow's People charity on the book launch night, they're going to announce next week once they've talked to the charity about it, so we'll do that as well.
Tomorrow as well. They raised a huge amount of money, which was great.
Yeah.
And if you do want to get a copy of Tales from Turkey and you haven't won on the competition, it's 3ws.talesfromturkey.co.uk, and there's also a Facebook page which you can search out, Tales from Turkey.
Yeah. We would like to hear from you, though, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the best way to get hold of us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. So do drop me a tweet, and we have only had 9,873 tweets so far.
As well as your mother.
That was all my mum.
Oh, was
that
it?
Was just my mum tweeting.
You tell her to clear the airways.
Yeah, no, the first tweet was, you've got no vest on, and the second one is, you forgot your hanky. And then the third one was, did you polish your shoes before you went out? But we've also had a tweet from Samantha Jones, and she's known on the Twitter as Sam Jones Photo. And she says, big wave to Vanilla Web and the team at Business Bunker. So thank you for that, Sam.
Also, AK Pet Services, Adrian has said, yep. Quick grab a sandwich and listen in, tune in to Business Bunker, blah de blah. Hello, Adrian.
Did he say bloody blah?
No,
you just made that bit up, didn't you?
He's transporting a parrot at the moment.
Is he Samson?
He couldn't.
Not Samson again, is it?
No, probably. So that's why he said bloody blah, I think. Stephen Jenner at Judah, JUDASRPT.
I know Stephen. He runs the Gillingham Dramatic Society.
Yeah, because he's been tweeting in a couple of weeks running, hasn't he?
He's a good man.
He's a regular now.
Yeah. You can find out about the Gillingham Dramatic Society by going to the Kent Business Radio website and clicking on our community page, and you can find out all about them there.
You can. It's a bit worrying, though, because he says he's ready to listen to another informative but at the same time funny show.
Is he not listening to us, then?
A funny show.
Yeah, I wonder what he's listening to.
Funny Peculiar.
Yeah, must be on Radio 4 or something.
Hi to Venom Tech Limited, so they're
You're
listening
reading
in.
From the top of the list again. You are. She's reading from the top of the list. I hate that.
And they
does
say
that.
Hello to our newest edition, Gerudo verbena, a species of medicinal leech.
You're, oh, lovely.
You're a bit of a leech, actually, I find,
Thank you.
Sometimes. On
Thank
occasion.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Quite leechy.
So, anyway, back to Steve's leech. What about it?
Well, we need more tweets, Steve. We need to know about this Venom Tech. It's a Gerudo verbena, and it's a medicinal leech, which means it will suck you, doesn't it? Suck your blood.
quite possibly.
You know how in those Dickens films they pop a leech on?
They use leeches now in conventional medicine. It's the best way of curing a cauliflower ear, as you will remember from your rugby playing days.
I've never had a cauliflower ear.
Have you not?
No, I've made a cauliflower soup.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, John Austin Brooks, known on the Twitter as saleshell_VR.
Mind you, I often think you've got a cauliflower rear.
Have you been looking again?
On occasion, yeah.
Okay.
The builder's bum, you know.
Right, okay.
Carry on.
Thank you. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like
to
interrupt
you. It's your show, darling.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire away.
Cool. Katie's Candles. Katie's Candles. Morning, she says.
Morning. I think it's afternoon. I've had my quiche.
Yeah. Well, she probably sent this a little while ago.
She probably did. You're reading from the bottom. That's the truth.
I am. That's right. That's the way to do it, really.
Trace Randall, that your personal stylist.
Hold on.
Snake Hips.
Hold on. No, she didn't.
She did.
Did she?
She's called you Snake
Hips.
Hello,
Trace. You're right. She's cracking.
Oh, you've got a soft spot for her.
I have. She really did my wardrobe. She completely revamped my wardrobe.
You look so much more pleasant.
Yeah. Although I'm not wearing autumn today. Sorry, Trace.
No, he's... What are you in? You're sort of like a Paul Weller remix, aren't you, today?
Mod. I got out the old Jeff Banks flowered shirt.
Yeah. Very nice.
Anyway, I was telling you about Katie's Candles. She says, we're busy in our candle workshop hand-pouring candles for our own brand clients and for our shop.
Don't forget to keep the wick out.
Thank you.
That's what I say.
If you want to find out more about Katie's Candles, you can follow them on the Twitter at KT, that's the letters K and T, Candles and Gifts. Candles and Gifts. KT, Candles and Gifts.
Is it an?
Yes. Just an N.
You're good at that because you're quite cockney, aren't you? Also, we've got...
Says the woman from Essex.
Dr. Evil. Yeah, but I went via Cairo, so it's not so bad. Dr. Evil is retweeting us. I wonder what he does. I'll have a look. Oh, he's got a leech. Oh, no, he's just retweeted. He's a sweary, ranty parody of a part-time vegetable grower and full-time academic.
Oh, lovely.
Dr. Evil, like that.
Cool. Pete Cook's tweeted in. He's in London today, Pete, Academy of Rock. And Pete Bresser Photos has also said hi.
Now, Pete, did Miriam, lovely, her cover photo for Tales of Turkey.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's a beautiful woman, but he made her look even more stunning.
Mm. We've got a new listener, Unox, UNOX, Unox UK, and it says, hi, Vanilla Web and the Business Bunker team. Thanks, we're listening in, and Unox manufactures a unique and versatile range of commercial ovens. And you can find out about them at myunox.com.
They need...
I think they're talking to you. I think they're talking to you. They realise that you need a big oven.
Because if it were talking to you, it'd be Unox, wouldn't it?
Ha, 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 ha. She's so funny. Not.
There's a Christmas night market and festive fun in Margate in the High Street, Paul Andrews. It's this Friday, the 6th of December, 3:30 to 9 p.m. It's at Margate's Christmas night in the High Street, and it's crossing with Marine Garden, so they've given you exact location there. 20 small businesses attending, plenty to choose from jewellery and beautifully illustrated cards to Christmas decorations. Now, let's see how you find out. Go to email coordinator@margatetownteam.org. Do you know, it's great to see Margate Town team have cottoned on to us and using us to publicise their
stuff. It's about time. Yeah.
So that's this Friday, 6th of December, 3:30, and welcome and thanks for your email. And Vanilla Web says it's about time you cottoned on to us.
Yeah, cool. We've also had a tweet from Virally App.
All right.
And they have relaunched their software. Three social media tools that improve the sales cycle and social media. And you can find out about them by following them on the Twitter at Virally App, all one word, or you can go to their website, which is Virally, VirallyApp.com, VirallyApp.com, and they make viral marketing software. And they're based in Canterbury, at Fruitworks, as it happens.
Ah, okay. How was your last week's Fruitworks? Because Rob Parker said it was a great night.
Yeah, it was one of the best we'd had. Fruitworks Create last Thursday was fabulous. We had three fabulous speakers. We had a great turnout, free beer. It was really cool. It was the best networking thing we'd had for ages. That was good. And that was our last one before Christmas. Our next one, our next Fruitworks Create is January the 30th.
Yes, Kent Tweetups have written in to say that they're also having a December break, and the next one will be in January, or I think February, actually. They're not doing one in January. They're letting everybody recover.
Cool. I think I'm going to do an email, and then we'll go to our first record, I think.
Okay.
There's an introduction to search engine marketing. Even the smallest businesses can get a high ranking on Google, and this workshop will provide practical, jargon-free advice to help you develop a long-term effective traffic stream from Google. Search engine marketing can be one of the most cost-effective and successful marketing methods. It can quickly propel you way above your competition. This half-day masterclass will guide you through what is SEO and how it can work for you, what is Google looking for, the basics of a good SEO strategy, why optimization is really about good marketing, web spam, Google penalties and common misconceptions, what is pay search and how to make it work for you. And that is taking place on the 29th of January between 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. at Churchill Square Business Centre, Kings Hill, Westmorland. And you can find out and book your place by going to bestbusinessevents.co.uk/book-online.
Very nicely read, Paul Andrews.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage.
I've got something decent.
I've got a bit of yazz.
Ooh.
Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Oh, but yeah, it's the only way is up there. Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday, the 3rd of December, with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Sirkin. We're going to do a couple more tweets, and then we're going to speak to our first guest. We've had a tweet from Mariano and the crew over at Flow & Co. in Whitstable.
Hola, guapa.
Hola.
Come on, say it properly. No, hola.
No.
Hola, guapo.
I was going to say something completely different. I was going to say coiffeur to the media stars.
Yes.
Well, me and you at least, anyway.
Yeah, when he does your sideburns.
He does my sideburns, yeah.
That's all I've got.
I haven't got anything else. Yeah. Anyway, they've got something that they want us to promote for them, which is their Christmas market for charity, which is on Saturday the 7th of December at 5:30, and it's for Help with Cancer Research. And let me see if I can find you
some details.
Fabulous
charity there.
It is. It's Flow & Co. All the proceeds go to Cancer Research. It's on Saturday the 7th of December from 5:30pm to 8pm. And there's handmade Christmas gifts and prize raffle and all kinds of things. Go along to Flow & Co. Salon, which is in Whitstable High Street.
It's just by the horse bridge, and it's just a short stroll, I find, from Wheeler's, where one can have a little light lunch before having your hair done, and then you can end up after that in the old nip on the beach, can't you?
Which is what you normally do.
Post-haircut.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. I think that's enough of all of that. So do support that on the 7th of December. Hey, look, I'd like to introduce our first guest to today's Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Yasmina. I'm going to try and get this right. Siadatan.
Siadatan.
Siadatan. I knew I'd get it wrong.
Did you practice before?
I did. I practiced as well, and I knew I'd get it wrong.
It was very good. I said, just say it really quickly, and it'll be fine. And he did.
Yeah, yeah. I got that bit of it. I just pronounced it wrongly. Nearly.
Anyway. May I just say, listeners, that both of our wonderful guests are both in yellow today, and they look stunning.
Today is yellow day. Yeah. Yes. Actually, they're very similar colours.
Very. I wonder if they play.
I noticed that
yellow.
Myself, actually. Yeah. And I thought she looks great, so that means I must look great, yes, too.
Exactly.
Both do.
Exactly. Anyway, enough of the fashion statements. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the Business Monkey, Yasmina.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm sure you get bored with this now, but you did win TV's Apprentice, didn't you?
That is correct, yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that,
yes,
and then we'll get on to the really important stuff afterwards.
And I want to know how it felt.
Well, when you find out that you won.
How does it feel, Yasmina?
Oh, it was amazing. When I found out that I won, I just jumped up and down. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Because the girl that I beat, Kate, she was absolutely brilliant. So the fact that I beat her, I thought, I was very pleased and very excited. And it just changes your life, to be honest with you. It's one of those things that, yes, it's a TV show. And I think if you get really far on it, it can change your life. And if you win, it does change your life. So it was a big moment, actually.
And did you have any inkling that you were going to win, or do they really, really, really keep that from you?
Well, when I was applying to go on, I thought there's no way that I'm even going to get on. And then once you get on, I thought there's no way I'm going to win. And then when I arrived and I saw everybody else and I met everybody, I thought, oh, I'm in with a bit of a chance here. And then as it gets towards the end, you start believing that you can win because the production team are telling you to say it so many times that you end up believing it yourself.
Right, okay. They kind of psych you into it, yeah.
Yeah, tell us why you think you're going to win.
Do you think for those people that don't win that it's equally as useful an experience, or is it really something that you've got to win to make something out of, if you see what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard one. Some of the people on my show, the ones that went out quite early on, I don't think it really made any difference to them because they just took a little sabbatical from work, had a bit of fun and then went back to work. So I don't think it changed their lives at all.
Okay.
But there were people that came second to sort of fifth, and it was quite life-changing for them.
Sure. So do you still get recognised in the street, or, you know, do people come up and ask for your autograph? How does it work?
The majority of people, when they recognise me, they think that they know me from school, or, you know, they say, oh, I had this lady come up to me recently and she said, oh, hi, Sue, are you coming to yoga on Tuesday? And I'm not Sue from yoga. And she was, oh, sorry. And she just sort of scurried off.
Right.
I get a lot of that. But yes, people still recognise me in the street, but no autographs.
Right. Okay.
When you were actually on the show, Yaz, how did you deal with sort of the butterflies, the nerves and all that? I mean, were you helped at all?
No.
In prep?
No, you're not helped. And now I'm my role is head of media. So I understand the media world, and you're just completely thrown into it. You don't get any prep. You don't get any training. You don't even really get told what's about to happen to you.
Mm.
So people often say to me, you know, how did you deal with winning, and how did you get the most out of it, and all that kind of stuff. And actually, dealing with the media is a huge side of it, a huge part of it.
Mm, absolutely. It's interesting. From a number of points of view, what you just said about being thrown into it, the reason for that is it actually works better because it's more natural.
Mm.
Yeah. If you try and tell people how to prepare for something, then that's exactly what they do. But it sounds prepared and it sounds contrived.
Mm.
Many years ago, I was a motivational speaker. I used to speak on the international circuit. And you could always spot someone that had spent a week preparing their speech because they were normally awful, because they would actually come on stage and read it to you effectively, having memorized it. Whereas most good speakers are people that and dry up and forget what they're going to do, but are just relaxed about what they're doing and do it as a flow. So you do tend to find that in the media, that they deliberately won't tell you what to expect because it makes it more interesting.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Yeah. And I think you've just got to understand quickly what the situation is and be able to deal with it and to do the best of your ability. And that's all part and parcel of winning The Apprentice. It wasn't just what you see on the TV. There was so much going on behind the scenes that affected how far you got.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you one more question about it, and then we're going to move on to what you're doing now. Because whilst that was, you know, really great that you did that, you are actually doing really important things now as well, which we want to explore. But in your time on The Apprentice, was there one of the tasks that you felt, yes, this is me, I can do something with this? Or alternatively, was there a task where you thought, oh my God, this is going to get me chucked off?
Well, there were none that I thought I was going to get chucked off, but then I nearly did get chucked off one of them. But the one that, as soon as they read it out, you know, when that classic scene where you've got Nick and Margaret and Lord Sugar in the middle and then the rest of us all lined up, it was week two for me. And they said, you've got to make sandwiches and then go and flog the sandwiches the next day, in a nutshell. And I've got my own restaurant, and the one thing I did to prepare to go on The Apprentice, because you think, oh no, I've got on the show, what on earth am I going to do to prepare to win this? And I thought, what I'll do is I'll just go down to the local wholesaler, buy a load of stuff, make some sandwiches and go and sell them out on the street on a busy Saturday. And I thought that's probably the best way of preparing something like The Apprentice. And I actually did that.
Did you?
Yeah, I did it. And then lo and behold, a few weeks later, I was there being asked to do exactly the same thing. So I was like, yes. And I smashed it and I won and I was project manager. So yeah, it was all good.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
That's really good when that comes together, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah.
My youngest son last year did his A-levels and he had one of those moments where the only thing he revised for, he'd only done one bit of revision and it just hit the right question.
Brilliant.
And you just think, you jammy, jammy git.
Yeah. But at least he did a little bit, you know.
Well, that was it. That was the sum total of his revision, was one question, yeah. Cool. Okay, let's move on now. Since winning The Apprentice and moving on, you're now working with James Calm. And for those of you that don't know James, everyone will know James, but they'll probably know him from his time on Dragon's Den, where James was one of the dragons. And funnily enough,
he's been on our show.
No, Richard Farley, who was one of the other dragons, yes, when he was been on the Business Bunker show.
Oh, great.
Yeah. James actually made his original fortune in the recruitment business. And I was telling Yasmina before we came on air that in the early days I had a similar company and he was one of our competitors. But you're working with James now on the Startup Loans company.
So James Khan is the chairman of the Startup Loans company. And we are a government-funded organisation that helps people start businesses. So we provide loans and mentors for anybody that wants to start a business.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So, and what's your role with the organisation?
I'm head of media.
Okay, cool. So, let's explore this, because here in Kent, and although this show goes out all over the place, we have a huge listenership in Kent, and Kent is a small business hotbed. There are more small businesses in Kent than there are in any other single location in the UK. There are 61,000 small businesses, and we have a huge startup kind of ethos at the moment in various places. And of course, we all know that funding for startups is not the easiest thing in the world. Banks aren't lending really, and stuff like that. And if they are, it's extortionate. Da 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 da. So tell us a little bit about how the startup company works and what people have to do, or you know how they get involved, how they find out what to do, how they can blag some money off you.
Yeah,
basically.
I mean, it's so good to hear that Kent is a hotbed of startups and enterprise, because we find that if you're in a network of other people that are starting up a business, or you know someone that knows someone that's starting a business, you're much more likely to do it yourself. So you've got a really good base to start from, and something like startup loans can only enhance that. And it's really simple. So if you've got a business idea, then you can come to us at www.startuploans.co.uk, and we will help you turn that business idea into a business plan.
Right, okay.
Even better, if you've got a business plan already and your cash flow forecast and you've got it nailed, then you just come to us and we will prepare you to apply for the loan.
Right.
Or you could have been trading up to 12 months. So startup loans is for anyone that's been trading for 12 months or less.
Okay.
So as long as you're in the phase of startup, then once you've got the loan, we'll give you a mentor. So we'll find somebody that has trodden your path before.
Okay.
Because startup loans isn't just about giving the money, it's about the survivability of the business.
So those mentors, do you have a group of mentors already, or is it just contact? So somebody comes, I come along with some kind of weird and wacky business idea, and you think, oh, we need to find you a mentor. We'll go out there and find a mentor that can do this.
It's a bit of both.
Yeah.
So we work with a network of delivery partners, and these are organisations that are already actively engaged with people on the ground. And often these companies or organisations or charities, like people like the Prince's Trust School for Startups, they've got a bank of mentors that they're already using. Or if it's a particularly unusual business, then we'll go out and we'll try and find another mentor. So it's very fluid. The issue of mentors is, it's very convoluted and quite confusing, because some people prefer to have Skype mentoring, some people prefer group mentoring, some people prefer traditional one-on-one mentoring. So it's really on a case-by-case basis.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I liked exactly what you said there, which is it is fluid and flexible. And you can't prescribe what you're going to get, because I as I was saying to you off air earlier, I operate as a low-level business investment angel, and I get probably 5 to 10 business plans thrown at me a week, and you can never predict what you're going to get, and you get some really weird and wonderful things, and you think, blimey, I don't even understand this sometimes. So you know, it can be very fluid, can't it? Okay. And so how long has the organization been established?
We've only been going now for 13 months.
Okay, so it's pretty new.
It's really new, and in that time we've now started 10,500 businesses.
10,500.
Yeah, we're doing 30 a day.
That's incredible.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, that it's huge. So it just goes to show the demand in this country for startups.
Absolutely.
And at first we were testing demand, right? So we were going out there, and so the government gave us a small bit of cash and said, just go out and see if anybody's going to come forward to try and access this funding. And we just had a deluge of people. We've just grown now, £151 million scheme.
Absolutely. It really is interesting, actually. I'm involved I'm on a board of governors of a college, and I'm also on the board of a university, and interestingly both of those institutions have heavily geared themselves towards business. You know, increasingly the careers officers and things like that don't only talk about jobs, they talk about businesses. And both of the organisations that I'm involved with have enterprise zones and enterprise hubs and enterprise startups, because more and more stuff is being geared to starting your own business. But 10,000, that's amazing in the first year.
Originally, startup loans was just available to 18 to 24 year olds.
Right.
So it was about, it was in a reaction to rising university fees and the rising youth unemployment.
Yeah.
And the scheme has now evolved where we can lend money to anybody of any age. So
right,
the age cap was lifted to 30, and then more recently it was lifted completely. So the scheme has now moved from being trying to fix the problem of youth unemployment to now just being about helping people access finance, because as you said earlier,
Yeah.
That, you know, the banks just can't lend. It's too expensive for them to do so.
Because coming to different age groups, you know, when you're sort of going to my age where we've, I was of the generation where you stayed at home and you brought up your kids. My kids are now grown up. And then
you don't look that old.
You say, well, I am, darling.
Oh, she is. No, she is.
It's all the quiches. But, you know, that is the generation I was brought up, that I, if I had kids, I brought them up. I didn't have a nanny. I didn't have an au pair or whatever. And there weren't the nursery schools. So I worked around my kids. Once my kids were of an age when they're at secondary school, then I launched my business, a new business. And so the sort of 40, 50-year-old age groups are people that have ideas and perhaps need to start again.
Yeah, that's so important. Know. And since we've lifted the age cap, trying to speak to women who have had their children and they're professional women who have had good careers, getting them to come back into the marketplace and start their own business is really important for us.
The times I've gone into a meeting and had a phone call, you know, come and get little Johnny, he's being sick at school, and you just have to leave the meeting.
Yeah,
you know, it's very, very tough.
Absolutely. Interestingly, again, in Kent, we have a number of organisations. There's an organisation, let me get this right, because I'm dredging my memory, Mum's Biz Network, over in West Kent, in Ainsford. They're a collection of mums that left corporate life to have children and then started home-based businesses while they were bringing up the children, which is fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember the lady's name that runs it.
Well, there's a few. There's also Mum's the Word and Mum's Helping Mums. But the ones that come in quite a lot, what's her name? We'll find it.
Yeah, I can't. But on the Twitter, I know everybody by their Twitter handle. Yeah. It's so sad, isn't it? Their Twitter handle is Mum's Biz Network.
But the startup loans are great for mums returning to work, because very often, you know, finances are tight because you've only had one income coming in.
Absolutely.
So it's really hard to try and find. So our average loan size is £5,700.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, it's a personal loan. Right. It's 6% APR. It's fixed, and you can pay it back over a maximum of 5 years. So they're small loans to individuals to start businesses, and it's great for women because they can be financially independent from their husband, borrow this money themselves, nothing to do with a mortgage, you don't need any security, you know, and
it's unsecured.
It's unsecured, they're low-cost unsecured loans.
Brilliant. And that's exactly what's needed. That's exactly what's needed. And that's where the gap was in the market. So it's brilliant that you guys are fulfilling that.
Yeah.
And you can see the demand, having done over 10,000 already.
Yeah. And I was saying to you actually off air that people such as yourself, so angel investors, are coming forward now to this pool of 10,000 people that started a business. And a load of our entrepreneurs have now gone on to raise the second phase finance. You're 50 grand, you're 100 grand to take them to the next level.
Sure. Are you finding that you're getting similar types of businesses, or is it completely eclectic?
That's a really interesting question, actually, Paul, because we don't try and attract particular businesses. So our mix of businesses is exactly what the country is doing.
Yeah.
And the largest percentage, so 15% of everybody that's taken a startup loan, is in the fashion and beauty sector.
Oh, right,
so these are fashionistas up and down the country that are working their sewing machines.
Right.
It's people that are making hair products, oils, lotions, potions, anything and everything to do with fashion and beauty.
Okay.
Very, very interesting. And then the second biggest one is tech.
Right.
So as you can imagine, you know, people starting tech-based businesses, lots of apps.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's manufacturing. Mm. There's food and drink, which is my background. I've got a restaurant.
Right.
What kind of restaurant?
A British restaurant.
Fabulous.
So we source all of our ingredients from within the boundaries of the UK. I was quite excited to see you've got a farm shop next door.
Absolutely, we have. Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you still running that business? You still got?
Well, I was running it with my brother. We set it up together.
Right.
And then when I went on and won The Apprentice, he had to take the reins, and he's held the reins ever since. So it's still going, and I'm still half the owner.
But and what's your brother's name?
Matthew Siadderton.
Right.
The restaurant's called Mile a Carte.
Okay. And where's it based?
It's in Cavisham in Reading.
Okay. Cool.
Cavisham. We have a Favisham here.
I know.
And also, we like to watch Miss Havisham in Favisham and Cavisham.
Yeah. You must come to Cavisham.
Yes, we will. So, British cuisine, sourced locally.
Yeah, fabulous. Everything sourced locally, or within the UK anyway, as locally as we can.
Yeah, fabulous. Mm. That's absolutely brilliant. So, what are the plans? Are there any plans? I mean, you've only been going 13 months, and it's been a roaring success on startup loans. Where do you see it going? Where's next?
Oh well, we're so lucky. The scheme has proved a success. So we've expanded now into Wales, Northern Ireland. Beginning of next year, hopefully, we'll expand into Scotland. So we've got the whole of the UK covered, what is at the moment the UK. And then, you know, we've lifted the age cap. So it's just about us making sure that everybody that's out there that wants to start a business can come forward and access this finance. Because, you know, it's a government scheme. It might not be around forever.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So, you know, we just want everybody that's thinking about starting a business, come forward, check us out and see if we can help you.
Absolutely. Fabulous. Funny enough, after Christmas, we're going to be running a series of programs, special programs for 3 months, one a month for 3 months on business startup loans, because there's quite a few other schemes going on in Kent specific schemes.
I have competitors.
Yeah. Well, they're probably not competitors. They're probably actually the next phase up, because the scheme we have, there are two schemes we have here particularly, which is the East Kent Business Support Fund, which is for companies that have been going 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, so next stage.
It's the next stage, and you can borrow up to £1 million. So, you know, it's probably the next stage up from you, so it's complimentary. We're going to be discussing that after Christmas on a series of shows. Cool. Look, if we want to find out more about this, how do we do that? Website, Twitter handle, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's really simple. It's startuploans.co.uk, cool. And then we're at startuploans.uk on Twitter, and then we've got a Facebook, so it's startuploans.uk on Facebook. So just even if you just put in startup loans into Google, we'll come up number one. Or even if you just put government business loans, we'll come up. So just search for us if you don't remember startuploans.co.uk.
Fabulous. And in fact, the links to the websites are actually on the Business Bunker website already.
Thank you very much for that, Paul.
So people can find them. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to be here, actually. Yeah.
And it goes so quickly, I know, and we could have talked to you forever about all these kind of things. But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us, and do stay with us for the remainder of the show.
Will do.
Lovely. Thank you, Yasmina from Startup Loans. Hey. Cool.
And Yasmina, I've given her the scoff and quaff details, because with your restaurant, I mean, that's what we do. It's all British and support local food. So you can probably come on that, or your lovely Matthew can come on. We're too busy now.
We've had an answer to your silly question from
earlier. Which silly question was that, pray?
Simplecast, known on the Twitter as Streaming Guys, have said 42 pounds of sugar equals free stone.
Gosh, £42 you've put down, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, you deserve it. I'm not at all curmudgeonly about your weight loss. You do deserve it, because I've been out with you and you've had a little bit of steamed fish and a...
Oh, you're in trouble.
Wilted lettuce.
You're in trouble.
What have I done now?
I had a tweet from some lawyers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Gullens Employment in Maidstone. Vanilla Webb, have you ever thought about filing for sexual harassment at work? We would represent you. Jules should not mention your bottom on air.
Or the fact that you make tea.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, absolutely. You're in trouble now.
I do. You know, he has got quite a nice derriere. I've been sent from Venom Tech. They've sent a ghastly photo of a leech. Absolutely. When it's feeding. I'm just going to pass this to our lovely guests to have a look at. It's absolutely, that is a leech feeding on blood.
Yuck.
It's absolutely hideous.
Steve, thank you for that. It looks like a potato.
No, it looks like nothing you've ever seen. It's just making me feel like vomit, actually.
Oh, don't go there.
Thank you for that, Venom Tech. Yes.
Cool. We had a tweet from Rob Parker at Go Vicinity.
Oh, lovely.
Bob Clubs are meeting at the Howfield Manor tomorrow from 6:30 a.m. and visitors are welcome. And you can find out about the business over breakfast by going to their website, which is bobclubs.com/club. And you can find out all about it. So good luck with that, Rob and the guys over there. I've got a new way of networking has arrived in Canterbury.
Has it?
Thursday the 5th of December from 7 a.m. I do not do breakfast meetings. I don't do breakfast.
Well, you do, you go in your sort of wintry pyjamas, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'd like to introduce you to a new business networking group in Canterbury. The meeting is on the 5th of December at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel from 7 a.m. The ABC Network is one of the fastest growing network groups in Kent, with an average of 40 to 50 business owners at each meeting. There's no joining fee. All you pay is £14 for the cost of the meeting, and that includes breakfast. You can find out all about it by going to www.abcnetworks.co.uk, or you can email the hotel at events@castlewoodhotels.com.
FSB, the North Kent branch, have a mulled wine and mince pies. You like a mince, don't you, darling? Tuesday the 10th of December, that's Medway Innovation Centre, Chatham. That's ME59SD, if you've got your sat-nav. It's 5 o'clock to 7, and you can find all the details of that on the Business Bunker Show. already up there probably knowing how diligent VanillaWeb is. Also, KCC and East Kent College invite you to grow your business with an apprentice. There's a seminar evening on the 9th of December, 5:30 to 7:30, and it's at the East Kent College Ramsgate Road Broadstairs. The sat-nav is CT101, P for Peter, N for Norman. Now, for more info, you can email kentjobs4yp, that must be young apprentice, I guess, at kent.gov.uk. And again, that will be on the Bunker website after the show. And driving innovation, your route to funding growth, Maidstone Audi showroom, Chatham Road, Maidstone, that's ME14 3AA, that's Thursday the 12th of December, 6 to 9:30. Free ticket.
I've had an email in from Gabrielle. There's a special late night shopping event this Thursday on the High Street in Tunbridge Wells. Great prizes in the raffle, and she's given me a huge list of raffle prizes. It's hundreds of them. Loads and loads of fabulous prizes from meals out, all kinds of things. And the raffle tickets are in aid of Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance, and they are on sale from Thursday the 5th of December. And they're only on sale that day from 9:30 a.m. at various shops in the High Street, including Payne and Son, Bod and Ted, SW1 Hair and Beauty, and Howard Cundy Estate Agents and other outlets on Tunbridge Wells High Street. Ooh. So do buy your raffle ticket to win one of a gazillion prizes.
Now, here's someone I've gone off. Dear Paul, and no mention of
no
Mark.
Mention of the woman.
No mention of her
what
indoors.
What a blow. This is a discerning
I know.
Person.
And it's Natalie Benou, you know, the lovely French. Benou.
Natalie, she's French. Yeah,
Natalie,
she
something Bouillon.
Yeah. That's why she didn't mention you.
No. Well, she emails me every week. But I shall be now, you know, deleting her email before I read it. Please find below information about our next meetup, Friday the 13th of December at the Learning Lab at the Beanie, High Street, Canterbury, CT12RA, 9:30 arrival, and then they've got Julie Dossad, graphic facilitation, and they've also got Stephen Fuller, creative and enabler at Ideas Test, Creative People and Places. And then there's a full circle, and it finishes at 12:30, and you go on to www.kentcreativelive.org to find out more. Thank you, Natalie.
Fabulosa.
Bien sûr.
Do you know what? We are getting inundated. I've got 172 tweets still to read, and I've got 30 emails here. I don't know how you got.
Well, I've got 1,000,005.
Yeah, you're making that up.
No, I'm not. But Trace Randall is asking how I know what your derriere looks like.
She's been stalking me, Trace.
No, you know what it is? It's in the summer, Trace, when we're really hot in here, and I've got a false knee, so I can't kneel very well. I can, but it takes me an hour to get up again. So VanillaWeb nips under the desk and puts the fan on for me, or off, and so that I got a nice picture of his derriere, which I've put on Twitter a couple of times, haven't
I? I was wearing micro speedos at the time as well. Sorry about that.
The time I saw you, I don't think you were wearing anything.
Oh, stop it.
Just a low slung trouser.
You get worse each week, woman. Control yourself.
My age.
I know. Mm. Hey, listen, I think we're going to do some more tunage now.
Oh, yeah, what you got?
And then we're going to speak to our next guest.
What you got?
And this is really trite. I'm sorry about this, Sean.
Oh, no.
Ruby Tuesday.
Oh, no.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. We've got loads and loads of tweets still to read out, loads and loads of emails.
Very busy today.
We've been very busy today, and we've got a fabulous guest that we're going to talk to any minute now. I'm just going to try and catch up on a couple of the tweets and things that we've had in. We've got loads of new listeners again.
New listeners? We've got lots of yellow guests as well.
Yeah. Robert Ribold, R.P. Ribold on the Twitter, has tweeted in and said they're listening in for the first time. Monica Binder has tweeted in. Rachel and Mike, who are coming on the show next week and are having second thoughts, having listened to this week, I think.
Well, I loved our guest today. I said, have you listened to the show before? No, they said. And they looked rather aware.
Yeah.
James Gardner's cropped in, and a little bit late, James, may I say, a little bit tardy. He says, loving the best radio show in the world. Please give a shout out for my wife, who will be face painting at, is that Halling?
Halling.
And what is your wife's name, James Gardner? Say hello to Mrs. Gardner, but we want her name, please.
Yeah. And she's face painting in Halling.
In Halling,
you say.
Apparently,
okay.
Yes. Cool. I wonder what she, who, whose face she's painting.
I don't know. Right, do an email.
I will. Yavol. Dear Paul, with no mention of me.
I'm liking these more and more and more.
Oh, it's them again. Natalie, I'm not reading that. 9.7 million boost for East Kent College. East Kent College has won more than 9.7 million of government funding to develop its Broadstairs campus, bringing substantial benefits to the local area. And the college has been awarded a load of money. It's about £9,736,000 by the Skills Funding Agency to upgrade its grade to listed Yarrow building. Where's Yarrow?
What,
is it near Yalding?
No, Yarrow.
Or is it a type of building?
No, Yarrow is the name. The place Yarrow is in the northeast of England.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But East Kent College is actually in Broadstairs.
So what is a Yarrow building?
I have no idea. It's like medieval. The name of it, like Smith's House or something.
No, I think it's...
No, it's not. It's Trust me on this. It's the name.
It's not a style.
No,
of building.
It's the name of the building.
Fine.
It's called Yarrow House.
Must be named after someone.
Yeah, called Yarrow, probably.
Probably.
Just a guess.
Someone from Tyneside, perhaps.
Quite possibly. They may have marched.
They may have done.
Oh, that would be Yarrow.
March Hare. Providing new training facilities in this Yarrow building, focused on the priority. I can see you, you know. Priority growth sectors of tourism, creative industries and business. Graham Razey, R-A-Z-E-Y, I hope I've said that correctly.
Yeah.
He's the principal of the East Kent College, and he said it's a significant investment, and we're delighted that depending on planning approval, we're going to be able to turn a historic building into a real work environment for our students. This is a brilliant, brilliant idea. Perhaps we ought to have you on. There's going to be a state-of-an-art hotel and a training centre for hospitality. Because, of course, they've got a restaurant there, haven't they, run
they
by
have.
The students.
Do you know what else they've got there at East Kent College?
This
will be relevant to
Chef
Yasmina.
Chef Rob Allsworth.
No, this will be relevant to Yasmina in a kind of detached kind of way.
Mm.
It's because Peter Jones, who was also on Dragon's Den, has one of his enterprise start-up academies. He's based at East Kent College.
In the Yarrow building?
It is not in the Yarrow building, no. It's in the Peter Jones Academy, as it happens.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means all the people that go to that academy can then come forward and apply for a start-up loan?
Absolutely they
exactly.
can. Absolutely they
exactly.
can. I think, if I remember rightly, last time I was over there, they've got 26 start-ups in there at the moment. Yeah, that's cool. Good.
James Gardner has said that his lovely wife is called Charlotte and... it's the Fair Trade, and it's on Facebook.com, Fair of Face, although I think that might be, Fair of Face, that's the Facebook name, and it's Lovely Charlotte in Halling or Harling, Christmas
Halling.
Market. God, Halling
Martin.
Or Harling.
Your pronunciation of the Kent place
Halling.
Names is ridiculous.
Halling, I think Kent place names
go back
is
to Essex.
Wrong.
Go back to Essex,
yeah.
woman. Anyway, enough of you. I want
yes.
to talk to someone sensible.
So do I.
And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our second guest into the Business Bunker, Sian Murphy of the Ruby Marketers. Sian, welcome to the Business Bunker.
Thank you, Paul. I'm also going to make sure that I say hi to Jules before there's fisticuffs here. So
yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much for inviting me on.
That's all right.
I'd also like to say hi to all of our nude listeners,
yes.
which I'm particularly interested in.
There are a lot of them.
Although I need to be careful, my husband's listening in. But
yeah, no, there are a lot of naked listeners.
And
we all
still have our clothes on. In fact, we're very bright in yellow.
At the moment.
Yes, we do. I'm waiting for developments.
That's because Vanilla Web hasn't knelt down to do the fan yet.
Ah, so yeah. the builder's bum hasn't
that's
arrived yet. Okay.
That's when it comes, and then we bring some leeches into the studio.
When we've quite finished discussing my nether regions, let's move on and talk about something sensible. Sian, thank you so much for joining us on the Bunker Show. Tell us a little bit about Sian, first of all, and then we'll move on to the Ruby Marketers and all the other things that you're involved in and do, because you do quite a few things, and I want to cover as many of those as possible.
I do quite a few things. Apart from being one of the directors of the Ruby Marketers, and we're an online marketing business, so basically we help specifically local businesses market themselves online. I also get involved with helping businesses move themselves forward with affordable online marketing, but also coaching, and I am the chair of Women in Business,
okay.
and we support Ladies Who Latte, so really sort of helping businesses move themselves forward.
Mm. Cool. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you do in Ruby Marketing, because you talked about online marketing, and a lot of people just think, oh, website or whatever, but it's much more than that, isn't it?
It is, yes. I mean, generally, the starting point for businesses is they go out and they say, right, well, I'll get myself a website and I'll go and do a little bit of social media and dibble around, basically.
Right.
And what we specialise in is online marketing systems. So it's actually pulling the whole thing together and really making sure that you're getting a return on investment on your marketing. So it's about putting in place measuring techniques, if you like, so that when you get it all comes out the other end, all of your cash and all of your time, there's a point, there's a reason for doing it. You know what the end result is, and then you can go back and change it if you need to.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, it does make me laugh. I talk to loads and loads of businesses, as you know, and lots of kind of fairly new businesses as well as long established businesses. and the amount of people that will tell me things like, oh, we don't have time for all that kind of nonsense. And you think, for goodness sake, what century are you operating in? You know, do you not realise this should be a strategic part of your marketing strategy? It's a fundamental thing that you should be doing here, is managing all of this.
Yeah, and in fact, that's, you know, very often that's something that people will say to me. Sometimes they almost seem quite angry about it. They say, I haven't got time for all of that social media stuff.
Yeah.
And my answer to that generally is, social media, online marketing, is like anything that you do in your business. It's part of your marketing strategy. It's part of your business plan, and it's part of your business strategy.
Mm.
And if you make that decision that it has a part, then you make the time to do it, and you streamline it, and you systemize it, and you get it in place in that way. If you decide it isn't part of your business strategy, then don't do it.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And from your point of view, one of the reasons that a lot of people don't get into it is fear, obviously. They don't know how it works. They don't know entirely what to do, so they kind of hold back from doing it. Do you have any advice about how to, you know, if you're in that situation and you recognise it and you think, well, you know, everybody's talking about this, well, I haven't got a clue, what's the best way to start from your point of view?
Really, the place to start is way back before you even start getting yourself online in any way, shape or form, before you start doing anything, is to take a step back really to the basics of you and your business and your marketing plan.
Right.
Because if you don't know who you are, and if you don't know who you're having the conversation with, you can't go and have it.
Right, okay.
So that's the starting place. And then you decide after that how you're going to be marketing yourself and what element of that is going to take place online and what platforms you're going to be on.
Okay, cool. No, that's good. I know you do a number of other things, and maybe we can explore some of that as well. You did mention to me about guerrilla marketing as well. Do you want to kind of explore that a little bit?
Yes. I started up a group called Guerrilla Business Connections, which isn't quite a networking group, and I haven't really quite sort of sorted out where it is and what it fits with.
That's good. Well, you see, maybe we can. That's why one of the reasons I wanted to raise it, because maybe we can help you with that.
Well, perhaps if I tell you very quickly the story of how how it arose and why I started it up. Mm. I was working with a client who is the owner of a reasonably large accountancy firm.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were doing was a full online marketing review, but also encompassing everything else that they were doing.
Mm.
And I had a look at what they were up to, and one of the things that she was doing was going along to a breakfast networking meeting. And I said, well, you know, when was the last time you pulled a client out? And she hadn't. I said, well, do you enjoy going? And no, she didn't. So I said, well, why are you going then? Seemed an obvious question. She said, because that's the only time I ever really get to talk to any other business people,
right,
to share ideas. And so I went away and I had to think about this, and I thought, you know, I bet there are quite a few other people that are in that situation.
Mm.
So Guerrilla Business Connections, it costs about the same as going along to a breakfast networking meeting.
Mm.
But instead of doing the networking, what we do is a combination of learning,
mm-hmm,
collaboration and support.
Okay.
So businesses get to learn some online marketing, or it could be that we're covering business confidence, it could be that we're covering pricing. We do marketing plans so they can move themselves forward, and they get to basically chat to other business owners, share their thoughts, their ideas, their fears, you know, their worries.
Absolutely. No, that's a really cracking idea. Funnily enough, a while ago, I put together a one-off thing, because a number of people approach me from different angles about e-commerce. So I actually put together a one-off group at Fruitworks where we brought together some people that had long established e-commerce. A good friend of ours and a good friend of the show, Oliver Musto Playfair, who recently sold for a massive amount of money, didn't you, Ollie?
Huge success story.
Huge amount of money, and bought himself a Lambo. Ollie sold his e-commerce business, so people like him and other people that were just starting out in the e-commerce world, in a kind of round table things, and a very similar thing, although that was for a specific industry. And that worked really well, because, you know, it was about throwing around ideas, and there were people that have been there, done it, got the t-shirt, people that were just starting out, people that weren't sure. And it was a fascinating evening, and I actually allocated 2 hours for the thing, and we ended up 5 hours later still going. which was unbelievable.
Mm. Yeah, I know. We never ever finish on time. And I think that this sort of group has a real place in business. Mm. You know, not everybody, when they're starting up, they may not have the finances, but sometimes they just don't have the connections or the contacts or the confidence to employ a mentor or somebody one-to-one. And this gives them a forum to basically get some support and some help and have a chat.
Yeah, no, I love that idea. Which is why I was kind of trying to get you to drag it out, because I know you weren't totally comfortable because you weren't sure that you had the format of it right. But I don't think that matters, because I think with something like that, it'll evolve.
Oh, yeah.
As you do it, it will kind of evolve its own kind of format, really.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got a little saying, which is you don't have to get it right, you only have to get it going.
Exactly.
So it's going, it's not right, it'll change, it's moving forward all the time, as does business.
Yeah. I think that sounds like the saying that most 40-year-old men plus would have.
Do you reckon? Mm. Oh, well, I've gone way past those. I mean, I'm into the 50-year-old men now.
Yeah, they're quite nice. Caddy.
Excuse me, ladies. I'm sorry to interrupt this very fascinating discussion about your peccadillos.
It was the talk of your derriere that set it off.
Yeah, don't even go there. Anyway, back to where we were. Some decorum, please. No, it's fascinating, and I think that kind of group is great, and it's one of the things that more and more we're seeing, where people are collaborating, helping each other to grow their businesses. There's a load of initiatives, and Jules wrote about this in her business column in the Canterbury Times recently, about shopping local and spending 25% of your spend on shopping local. 10%, shopping local. And all of those things are a massive, massive benefit, because the high street is struggling. We know that. Retail's dead in the water in conventional high street retail, bricks and mortar. Mm. We're having loads of problems with that. The only thing that will resurrect it, and if we look around Kent, there are some high streets in Kent, Sevenoaks, Tunbridge Wells, Tenterton and Whitstable come to mind, which are thriving. And they're thriving because they have independent local businesses that operate there that are supported by the community in terms of using them as shops. So I think you're absolutely right.
And I have to say, you know, I think we have an amazing business community in Kent.
Yeah.
When I talk to my colleagues, my contacts, if you like, from other places around the country, and I describe the sort of community that we have in Kent and how we help each other and the different networks, they can't believe it. I think we've got something very special here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's up to every business to tap into it and help each other and just get ourselves moving forwards.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, you know. You're absolutely right. You know, the community here is something to behold in terms of how it operates. So what are your plans with this guerrilla group? Have you formulated that, or, you know, have you got something lined up to do? Are you going to run it in a specific area? Are you going to take it around the county?
Well,
what's the idea?
At the moment, it is an established group. So we're meeting once a month, and we also offer support through a Facebook group.
Okay. You can tell us the Facebook page in a moment. Where do you actually meet?
We meet at the Innovation Centre in Chatham.
Oh, right, Cityway, Rochester.
And the council there very kindly sponsors our accommodation there, so they help us out in that way.
Cool, okay.
As for future plans, actually, we did originally intend to take it around Kent.
Right.
But we're letting it bed in a bit, and, you know, we've got a really good group going, and we're just letting it bed in and see where it takes us before we start spreading ourselves too thinly, because this, for me, it's a love, it's a passion, it's something I really, really enjoy doing.
Right.
But my business is working one-to-one with people and also doing the Ruby Market as an online marketing system, so I'm working out how I can get a little bit of, so we say, financial balance into this as
well. Yeah, that always helps, doesn't it?
But I suspect that's where I'm going to end up. Because I just love it so much.
Yeah, sure. No, that's cool. I mean, and if you ever want to do it in other places, then you're welcome to come and do it at Fruitworks in Canterbury and UniteWorks in
Rochester. Wow, thank you very much.
And our other co-working spaces. That's brilliant. I interrupted you when you were about to tell us the Facebook page for your group.
Actually, the Facebook page is in the process of changing. So rather embarrassingly, I can't even remember what it is.
Right.
If people want to connect, if they just go to my website, seanmurphy.com, that's seanmurphy.com, which is also in a state of transition, they're going to find something up there that will point them in the right direction.
Fabulous. Okay. again, we could talk about this forever, but we're fast approaching the end of the show. So just a big thank you for joining us, Sian.
Thank you.
Give us a shout out for the Ruby Marketers website, although the link is on the Business Monkey show show page anyway, but just give us a shout out.
Okay. If you head over to www.therubymarketers.com, one of the things that you're going to see on there is a new venture we're launching, which is the which is the Web Academy UK, right, which is bringing online marketing systems as a training venture and giving people at whatever stage they are in their business access to the information they need to be creating a really powerful online marketing system for their business.
Okay, and that Web Academy, is that an online training resource or offline?
It's online, but also there is a regular meeting up at the Innovation Centre, but all of the details are going to be there.
Okay, so take a look at the website, have a look at the Web Academy on there, find out more about that. Fabulous. And we can follow you on the Twitter at...
It's at Sian A. Murphy and also at Ruby Marketers.
Fabulous. Sian, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
And fascinating to hear from you. We could talk about this for a lot, lot longer, but I'm afraid we're fast running out of time. So for the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business Monkey
Thank
show.
You.
I think you've probably got some more emails, Jules. I've got some more emails and I've got another 122 tweets.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I've got 3,988 tweets. Caroline and Liz, the organic sisters who deliver all around East Kent for Riverford Organic, are saying that you still have time to order your Christmas in a box, so you can still put out a little order and get everything. I have actually ordered, for the first year ever, Paul Andrews, I've ordered an organic turkey.
Have you?
It's a crown, so no bones. Turkey crown.
Right, I'm with you.
And I've got, but also I've got everything coming in a box. So I've got all my sprouts and everything.
Wine.
Yeah. Oh, I've got that in a separate crate, darling. My Prosecco.
Tanker.
I've got the pink.
She has Prosecco by the tanker.
Yeah. Well, why not? Working with you, one needs it.
Yeah.
But I've got the whole Christmas in a box, so I don't actually have to go anywhere. And I'm supporting Kentish people that are
food
working
and drink
in Kent.
Single-handedly. Yeah, I get it.
Keeping the Prosecco market going.
I had some Riverford organic soup the other day.
I know.
It
now, what flavour did you have?
I had tomato and chorizo, and I had the other one was a bit of a weird name.
It was a
name.
Strange name, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a vegetable.
Something gorgeous, wasn't it?
It was vegetable Harari.
Harari.
Yeah.
What is a Harari? I bet
It's a bean.
Is it?
I know haricot bean.
Oh, yes.
I don't know about Harari. I don't know about that one.
No, it's a Harari.
Like the Ferrari of beans, I guess. Harari.
I probably pronounced that wrongly, but it is a bean. It's like a white bean.
And you're putting in an order. They can be delivered, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
To your home or office.
It was stonkingly nice. It was really good.
So my turkey is winging its way to me.
No, it's not. It's a crown. I was listening. It has no wings. It's not winging its way to you.
But it's coming on the... It's Christmas Day Wednesday. It's coming on...
25th.
Monday is coming. So that's me sorted. I don't have to do anything.
Brilliant.
So there is still time, and it's at riverford.co.uk. No, what am I talking about? It's Riverford, 3 W's dot Riverford dot co dot UK.
Thanks for
helping out.
No, I
said at Riverford. I was seeing Twitter.
No, but you got it right. So I didn't see any need to interject and tell you you were wrong when you were right.
That makes a change.
But talking about that, we've had yet another tweet about the abuse that I received earlier.
What abuse?
And what we've had is an offer now from Red Spot HR, who says, before you sue Jules in a court for sexual harassment, Paul, you could try using our counselling service.
You definitely need counselling.
No, it's you. They've got a counselling and a mediation service at Red Spot HR, and they are offering it to you before I take you to the tribunal.
Well, I would like to take Paul Andrews to the tribunal for many things that he's put out on Twitter about me, and also his tea-making technique, frankly, leaves a lot to be desired. So he needs training. He leaves the tea bag in, which I find offensive. And he also steals my latte. Which is not very good.
Really?
Now, Chris Pollard has said, well done, Sian. Great interview. So well done, Sian.
Thank you, Chris.
And Gabby Archant says, it may be Christmas, but if you haven't made a will, your estate will go to the government. So there you are. That's a nice one. That's really cheered me up.
Yeah.
I have made a will.
I'm not going to die just so they don't get my money. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I won't get
a cunning plan. I've got a cunning plan.
I won't get a turkey bone stuck in my throat because I'm having a crown.
Yeah, so you said. Rebecca Nutt, Serenity Becker, has also tweeted in that she's listening.
Hello.
In.
I saw her. I was out on Saturday night and I was in a pub.
No, you were. Hold the front page. Oh, Jules was out on Saturday night in a pub.
Well, I'll tell you what happened, Paul Anders. My new husband flew in from Buenos Aires and we said, I'm having a rough ride at the moment. My dad's not very well.
Yeah.
So he said, look, I'll take you out of my town. And then I'm going off to Vietnam. I said, nice, you know. Mm. So we went to a pub and I had a vodka and cranberry. And or
pint,
two.
Pint.
Well, no, I actually asked them. They poured it all in together. So it was just awful. It was like baby juice. So I said, can I have the vodka on its own? I'll pour my own cranberry in, darling. Thank you. So I did that. That was better. And who was in there frolicking on her Christmas evening but Serenity Becker?
Was she?
With all the hairdressers.
But you two are normally out together. So the fact that you bumped into each other is neither here nor there. I have to tell you, listeners, I went out with these two once and I still haven't recovered. It was nearly a month ago.
And you're teetotal.
And I was teetotal. And I went for lunch. I went for lunch. And we had a late lunch at Wheeler's Oyster Bar in Whitstable. And we didn't sit down for lunch until 3 o'clock. And when I got there, Jules was already 3 pints of blackberry cider in. And she plonked 4 bottles of Prosecco on the table, which she proceeded to drink herself. And then Serenity Becker turned up and drank a bottle of something. So that was 5 bottles down at 5 o'clock, at which time they dragged me out physically. They physically dragged me out of the restaurant into Mariano's and told me to get my hair cut.
Which you did.
Which I did, because I didn't want to argue. And then they said, right, we're going dancing in the Neptune on the beach. So we ended up in a pub on the beach at Whitstable.
The old Neptune.
At the old Neptune. Mm-hmm. Where they were the
great band.
There was a great band, and both of them were lusting over the bass player all night.
I've got his picture somewhere.
I know you have. And his business card, and his home address, and you've been stalking him. And they drank 4 more bottles of Prosecco between them. It was unbelievable.
Well, you were struggling just with my breath, really, weren't you?
I was. Alcohol. Yeah. I fell over twice just breathing in.
Yeah. I have got a picture, but it was the Ginger Z-Heads, I think they were called, the band, the cracking soul and funk band.
Oh, the singer was brilliant, wasn't she? She was fabulous.
But the funny thing was, the bass player said he loved my dancing and the way that I was hanging on to my husband.
Yeah, but he didn't realise you were just drunk.
He thought we were sort of bump and grinding, but actually I was just hanging on to his belt.
Because you couldn't stand up.
No. I've got a photo of Caddy Lee Preston, but I've lost the bass player. I think I rejected him after a while. He was too young for me. I couldn't keep up.
Yeah, under 70, was he?
Yeah, Dover-Port, Paul Andrews, they've got a commitment to young people. This is amazing, actually. Mm. It's launching a brand new bursary scheme for students living in and around Dover. Mm. And the aim of the scheme is to encourage local students to take up uni, a study at university in a port-related field. What kind of port might that be? What? You know, vintage port it could be.
No, I think you'll find it's Dover as a...
Boaty port.
As a boaty port.
Okay.
You know, considering it's the main embarkation point from the UK to all points outwards with a boat, it's probably the kind of port that they're talking about.
I was lolling on my sofa, my Lendy's sofa, on Sunday night having some port with some cheese, right. Kentish cheese.
Were you?
Yes. Such courses could range from degrees in economics and business management through to civil engineering, mechanical engineering, marine technology and marine engineering. So this is a cracker. The scheme is targeting students aged between 16 to 24 years who are living within the postcode band CT14 to CT17 and who are entering full-time study in September 2014 next year. So if you'd like to know more, contact Anita Wilson, the general manager at Dover Harbour Board, and you need to get in to give some interest in this on Friday the 10th of July, so not actually very long, about 4 or 5 weeks. We'll put this up on the Business Bunker.
Hold on. Friday the 10th of July?
January. Did I say July?
You said July.
Oh, I wish it was July, that's why. Thinking of Mariah, you know, mm-hmm. Paella. Friday the 10th of January, 4 or 5 weeks, and we will put that up. And they should come on. Yeah. Anita Wilson should come on, Paul Andrews.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from, where's it gone? Evolution for Women. Says, great job, Sean Murphy. And that's Evolution for Women, known on the Twitter as Rebecca Rob 999.
We've got the Sean Murphy fan club.
Have we?
You know.
Are they all out in force now?
I think they are. I'm just putting my Caddy Lee Preston photo
out. Why do you keep waving her photo at me?
Whose photo?
Caddy Lee Preston's.
Caddy Lee, no, well.
The Hythe Imperial Hotel and Spa are proud to be launching their newly refurbished restaurant, aptly named Coast.
Mm.
This opening reflects a new chapter for the stunning coastal hotel. The indulgence is in the detail furnishings, fine Italian design furniture, Villeroy and Bosch glassware and crockery.
Oh, Villeroy Bosch.
Yeah.
Villeroy Bosch.
Cutlery designed by Robert Welch, and a menu with a modern and contemporary British theme. The menu changes daily, reflecting the seasons and their commitment to local suppliers. They are using the likes of Griggs and Hythe for fresh daily fish.
Fabulous.
And seafood supply. Meat is locally sourced from Huntley's Tenterton and free-range eggs from the Coastal Eggs in Canterbury. The Hythe Imperial Hotel hopes this will inspire locals and those already using the hotel's extensive health and golf club to enjoy traditional Sunday lunches or dinner any day of the week. And the restaurant officially opened on Tuesday, the 26th of November.
Griggs of Hythe, I went down and saw their fabulous fish emporium. Very nice.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Free customer service e-learning programs. The People training company is offering 5,000 free passes for small businesses to use their customer service relearning program, World Host Insights. And if you want to know more about this, the e-learning program is 3Ws.sforsugarme.worldhost.co.uk. And these 5,000 free passes will be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. And we will put that up on the Bunker website after the show. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Just a little message to Chris, who's just tweeted.
Mm.
Can we go to the House of Lords in your Porsche? No, we can't, is the answer to that. We're going by train.
Is that Chris Pollard?
Yeah.
Is he going with you?
Yeah, we're going to the House of Lords.
Chris, you wouldn't be able to climb in and out in time, you know.
Thursday night, yeah.
At your age.
That's fighting talk, isn't it?
UK Speed Networking Lunch, 4th of December. When's that? That's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
The www.eventbrite.co.uk/speed-networking-lunch. That's in Sittingbourne to get your tickets.
Cool. Nigel Whittaker has tweeted in. Great set of interviews from Yasmina and Sean. Thank you for that, Nigel. And I've got an email here that says, I'm going to do this just to make you feel happier. It says Paul and Jules.
Oh, lovely. But can you just get the other way around next time?
Hey, quit while you're ahead, eh?
No.
He said, I've been listening today and would love a shout out for Breathe Insurance Brokers, the independent business insurance specialist based in Chatham. If you're fed up with big faceless insurance companies, let Karen at Breathe Insurance Brokers look after your insurance and get personal and human customer service. Happy to offer free insurance advice to anyone starting out in business in Kent. So find out more about us by going to our website, which is www.breatheinsurance.co.uk, or you can tweet me, Karen, at Breathe Insure. So thank you for that, Karen.
Kent and Victor Chamber have a networking breakfast with business. This is including your full English, 8 to 9.30am. Right, so this Thursday, it's the 5th of December at the Holiday Inn, Ashford. And then Thursday, the 12th of December, it's at Salomon's. Do you know that, Paul Andrews? Salomon's in Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah, Salomon's, yeah.
But Sean knows it,
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's your neck of the woods, anyway.
No, she's in Medway.
Yeah, but, you know, it's that neck of the woods. You know,
Jules and geography have a really, really passing acquaintance.
Well, I could tell you about, you know, Cairo, but not so much
downtown Cairo, no problem. Yeah, anywhere where she lives, outside of Whitstable High Street, not a clue.
Guest speaker will be Mark Landon of Waitman's LLP. And also Thursday, 12th of December, there is a holiday in Rochester. So I know where Rochester is, by the river.
You had a reply to your rather snarky comment.
Snarky?
Yeah,
what?
From Chris. Darling, he says, darling, I'm a very lithe 60-plus gentleman, you know. Yeah, so that's enough of that. Anyway, are you prepared for growth? Are you ready to act? Are you an SME or a startup wanting to take advantage of the green shoots? The economy is slowly exiting the recession, and small businesses that survived the storm are now well-placed to grow. So, are you ready? Do you know what's available to help you be more effective and efficient? How to recruit and keep the best people, access to finance and business support, local procurement options, the power of Google and YouTube, sales, what's hot and what's not, how to be the best at what you do, social media, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. This conference will take place And has the latest advice and specialist speakers that will give you all the expert advice that works. Set yourself up for 2014 to be the most successful year ever. All of this will give you a route map for your success, so don't miss out. And it's a conference taking place between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. on January the 23rd, 2014. And it's the Federation of Small Business North Kent Conference, and it's being held at the Ward Room, Pembroke, at the University of Greenwich at Chatham Maritime, on the 23rd of January. And you can book your place on it by going to eventbrite.co.uk/a load of jumbled nonsense. I will put the link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you want to find out about it and book your place on the Federation of Small Business North Kent Conference at the University of Greenwich, you can do so by following that link. You got any more emails left?
Loads. Your invitation, Paul Andrews, to a great night out in aid of a great cause. It's the 1st of February, so this is a diary date for next year. It's the Wealden Business Group, and they'll be holding their third annual charity dinner in aid of the Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs. So,
so I'm laughing at this tweet. Sorry, I'll tell you in a
minute. Your own joke. Yeah. It's a champagne reception and excellent three-course dinner. A professional cabaret, I say. So details here, 3ws.kempfoundation.org, and that is the 1st of February 2014. What's your amusing
Gullen solicitors have said Jules is on a roll today. That's age and sex discrimination we've had today.
Are they taking notes?
They're going after you big time. They're supporting me. Great to go, Gullens.
Listen, Tilly Clark of Vertex Law comes on to Scoff and Croft very regularly.
So you're trying to say your lawyers are bigger than my lawyers?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
She'd look after me. She would.
Think Link, welcome to our Fresh Look, World's Most Expensive Link monthly update. The top slot, go on, guess who the top slot is.
Oh no, not again, the clockmakers.
Anthony Gray Clocks.
I knew
who specialise in antique clock restoration. This has now been the world's most expensive link for 1,458 days.
That's unbelievable.
Okay. To gain the top spot, your link must be worth a total amount now of £591. But you can start your link off from as little as a pound. And there's no ties or ongoing costs, and you don't have to sign up a contract. For those of you that don't know, the World's Most Expensive Link is a really clever little advertising site.
Where it's run by a penguin, isn't it?
It's run by the fabulous Mr. Alan Noke of iShop Kent fame. And it's a charity-based website where you pay for advertising, and it's a kind of pyramid. The higher up the ranks you get, the more money you earn, but the money goes to charity. So it's a kind of self-fulfilling thing, and it's a really clever idea. To get a full appreciation of how it works, you need to go into the website and have a look. It's the world's most expensive link.com. And at number one is Anthony Gray Clocks. At number two is Margate Handbook. At number three is Gift of Health. At number four is the London Safe Company. And at number five is A Healthier Look on Life. And there's right down to 131st place. So I'm not going to read them all out. Have a look at the world's most expensive link.
It's great. Really run by idea. Shackleton the Penguin and the lovely indeed. Alan Oak. And if you do have an online marketing business, he's a good guy to know if you're doing sort of selling stuff online.
Yeah,
it's great.
And just to show you, just very quickly, because we're almost out of time, but it's a really interesting story. Alan, who's the guy we're talking about, did a talk a few months back at Create at Fruitworks. And at the end of the talk, one of the things he said is one of his ambitions in life is to visit the Antarctic. And this shows you what a community we've got. A bloke in the audience went, I can arrange that. My cousin is the station manager at the Antarctic Station. A networking meeting in Canterbury. Who'd have thought it? There's a Canterbury tweet up as well, talking about Canterbury, on December the 4th, which is tomorrow. And it's at the Miller's Arms in Canterbury. And it's from 10 o'clock. So do get along.
Followed by Catering for Kent, Hilda Marie Smith hosting the Faversham one, which is the second Tuesday of the month.
And do you know it's her birthday today?
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Hilda
birthday,
Marie.
Hilda Marie.
I bet she's having a little lobster or something.
Oh, she probably is.
At Frontier Funds, that's my new husband, is tweeting in saying, great Business Bunker show, lots of Kent UK news. I'm off to Vietnam this week, Vanilla Webb, and he's put a lovely photo of an African giraffe.
Oh, thank you, Gavin.
Yes,
that's really
he's
kind
off to
of
Vietnam,
you.
Vietnam, leaving
and
me
And they
to,
have a lot of African giraffes there.
Leaving me to right. run everything.
Right, we're out of time. I've got 100 emails left. I've still got 42 tweets, but we're out of time.
I've thank got 1,000.
Thank you so much for listening to the Business Bunker Show. And our two fabulous guests, Yasmina and Sean.
Sponsor.
Absolutely brilliant. And our sponsor...
Spit it out, boy.
And our sponsor, Red Spot HR, thank you so much indeed. You've been listening to the Business Bunker Show. Coming up on Channel Radio later, at 3 o'clock we have Extra Milk with Kevin Cann. Then the ladies' favourite, Mr Craig Avery, will be on at 5 o'clock. And then the absolutely awesome New Potato Show with Jamie Andrews at 9 o'clock with all that's great on the new unsigned up-and-coming band scene. So do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. But for the moment, you've been listening to campusradio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, the lovely Jill Sorkin, our guests Yasmina and Sean. Thank you so much for joining in. We will be back on air next week. Have a fabulous rest of the day.